Revelation 1:8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. When discussing the origin of the universe, we recognize that space, time, and matter are not eternal, so there had to be a beginning. That alone establishes the need for an intelligence, capital I, behind existence. And we discussed how that the best explanation that fits the evidence is the existence of an all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God. The same holds true in our discussion of the origin of life. Spontaneous generation is not possible by any natural means. For life to appear spontaneously from nowhere by natural processes is not possible scientifically. The best explanation for the appearance and existence of life is an all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God. In desperation, some scientists insert aliens. They submit the possibility that alien life was seeded here on Earth. But that doesn't answer the origin of life. It only pushes the question out to another galaxy at another time. If life on Earth were planted here by some advanced alien form, where did that life form come from? We end up at the same starting point, asking the same question, and we get the same answer. The best explanation for the appearance and existence of life at any time in any galaxy is an all-knowing, all-powerful, eternal God. And since there's not a shred of evidence of life anywhere else, scientifically speaking, we come back down to Earth and insist on the existence of our Creator God behind it all. Then the question comes back to us, well, if you believe there is a God who created everything from nothing and that He caused life to exist, then where did God come from? More specifically, then, the question is asked, who created God? But that question ignores the facts about God. As we have said repeatedly, the only God who could be creator is an all-knowing, all-powerful, and eternal God. In other words, the question, who created God, assumes a created God, but a created God isn't God. God, by His very nature, is eternal and uncreated. Otherwise, we're just talking about an advanced alien form again. The biblical God is an uncreated God. He described Himself in Exodus 3:14, where we are told, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And He said, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. Some will say, well, you're asking me to believe in something I cannot see. And you're asking me to accept something or someone that I don't understand. And my response is, yes, that's true. But it isn't blind faith. It's a faith based upon the evidence, and it's the best explanation for the evidence that we have. Based on that evidence, the same sort of evidence, number one, science has never explained light. We see the effects of light, but we don't know what light is. Even the speed of light. It's 186,000 miles per second. It's not confirmed. It can only be measured going in one direction, so we assume it would return at the same rate of speed and that speed is constant. But that's a scientific fact. We don't know exactly whether or not light travels even at that speed. But who doesn't believe in light? Science has never explained energy or gravity. Where does energy come from? What exactly is gravity? No one knows. We know it's there because we see the effects, but we've never seen it and we don't understand it. But the best explanation in light of the evidence is that light is real, energy is real, gravity is real, and God is real. And God is behind the creation of everything that exists and the origin of life. God was not created. By His very nature, He is uncreated and eternal, as Revelation 4:8 again says, they say in heaven, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.